Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that Tweet This button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. And, of course, you can always keep up with us via iTunes. Today, my guest is a friend of mine and a fellow Connected Women of Influence member, Deanna Potter. Deanna embraces systems which launch professionals to huge victories. Through her contagious enthusiasm, and I can tell you she is one of the most enthusiastic women I know, and her high-energy approach, Deanna shows how to accelerate results with passionate strategies that work. As a business owner for the last 15 years, Deanna has delivered stellar sales results over the course of three downward markets. Over the top successes include Rookie of the Year for Coldwell Banker, three-time Top Performer of the Year recipient with Hartford Insurance Group, and executive manager supervising more than 100 self-employed entrepreneurs and their businesses. So, Deanna, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you as a guest today.
Oh, Deb, thank you so much for having me here. I am so excited, and I hope we get lots of tweets and likes and calls, because I'm an only child, and I will take it very personally as if I have failed you. So I'm really excited about being here.
Yeah, I raised an only child. Early in her childhood, she really wanted us to have more children. We tried. It just never happened. And early in her childhood, she thought it was bad. But now that she's an adult, she doesn't think it was too bad that she's an only child. It's working out pretty good for her now.
I've loved it my whole life. But, you know, there's always that self-validation. Am I doing good? Did I do good? Yeah, that whole thing. So, you know, it's that A-type personality. But I'm really, really excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really do appreciate it.
So my pleasure. So tell me how you got into the business you're in. You know, why are you a business owner?
You know what? I did corporate for a little over a decade, and I loved it. But when I resigned, I had not one, not two, not three, but four business titles on my resignation, job titles on my resignation letter. And I know a lot of people can relate to this. If you had the official J-O-B before you became a self-employed person, I was kind of like the can-do girl. If anyone can do it, Deanna can. And I realized that I was spending, you know, 50 to 60 hours a week earning, working hard for someone else. I wasn't getting the pay raises, and I wasn't getting the extra bonuses that I had hoped for. And I woke up one day and had a mentor of mine in the family say, Deanna, you're wasting your time and energy in corporate America. You need to own your own business. So that's originally why I made the jump back in 1999. And then during that time, I went into real estate. I did real estate for about 8 years. I was in sales, very excited, very successful, you know, had an assistant within the first year, went and got coached myself. I believe that everyone should have a coach. I have a coach myself. I found it to be wonderful. I was doing very well, and then one day they knocked on my door and said, hi, you're so good at this. Would you run the brokerage? So I went in, jumped back into helping others build their business. At that point in time, I was managing a brokerage of about 100 self-employed people. It's kind of like herding cats, and they have a 1099. So then when you try to motivate and kind of direct and guide, it's a different set of skills. You know, when you're corporate, you get to say, do you like food with your money and do you like your paycheck? You know, it's a different set of skills when you're managing and coaching people that are W-2s. A little bit more ownership there. But when you are a self-employed person, you know, part of the reason why we say we're going to go into this is that I'm going to have all the free time in the world, set my own schedule, make tons of money. You know, that's what you think when you naively start to step into this environment. Little do you know that you can still work 50 to 60 hours a week, and it's not always consistent. There's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of challenges, and you give up a lot. Give up, you know, the paid vacations and the benefits. You sacrifice a lot. And so when I was managing the brokerage, it was a completely different ballgame. But I also had so much respect and so much admiration because not only did I understand what they were going through, I understand how much they were, why they were there and what they were sacrificing for their families, for themselves in order to be there. I loved doing it. Now, Potter Coaching and Consulting, my current business at this point in time, I had left to go out on a quick little surgery in 2008. It was supposed to be 2 days in the hospital, 3 weeks back out, and then back to after recovering my quote-unquote normal life. Suffered some massive complications, ended up with a leak in my stomach, and I ended up right back in the ambulance to the trauma unit. Spent 6 months in the trauma unit. And the next 44 months, nearly 4 years, with them trying to discover whether or not I was going to live and how they were going to close this chronic leak in my stomach. It had caused an abscess.
The
insurance carrier happily covered the $3 million claim, but it didn't cover the six-figure salary that I lost for 4 years. So as they kept saying, 3 more months and we'll fix you, 3 more months and we'll fix you, those months started adding up. And my husband and I faced complete financial collapse. We lost $98,000 in retirement. We lost our dream home downtown, our rental properties. We filed bankruptcy, sold a car. We lost everything. The good news, obviously, is that I'm sitting here on this with you and your listeners, and I'm alive, which I'm very, very happy to tell you. However, at the end of this half, my husband looked at me and said, "We lost it all." And I looked at him and said, "I don't remember what I'm good at anymore." I went through a massive identity crisis. And I realized at that time my identity crisis, Deb, was tied to a medical issue and a financial hardship. But it could happen to anybody due to anything, a divorce, a death, it could be anything. So during that, I turned to him and I said, "I don't remember what I was good at. I don't remember my talents and my skills. I don't know what I'm going to do again." And I had also, during that time in and out, they thought they had fixed me. I wasn't fixed. I had ran a tax business for almost 5 years. So that was another avenue of expertise I had. I knew I didn't want to go back to that. And he had said to me, "You know what, honey, go do what you were meant to do. Go do what you were always at your best at." And over the years, while I was in corporate and while I was doing work for the brokerages, both Coldwell Banker, Keller Williams Realty, I was at, national conventions. I was representing the corporation on a stage. I was doing a lot of professional speaking. I was doing a tremendous amount of training, coaching and development. I loved it. Whenever I was able to inspire and impact the lives of others, I was at my best. So he had said over the years, "Why don't you go and build this business? Do it on your own." And I would stand in our beautiful high rise with our money in the bank and say, "Are you sure about that? Are you sure you want to walk away from all of this and start over?" And I said, "I'm getting enough of my fix, my shot in the arm by doing it underneath other people's umbrellas. You know, we're good." Well, as we sat on signing our first apartment at 42 years of age, hoping that the credit score was good enough after all of this that they would actually rent, lease to us, I remember them turning to us and go, "Great, your application for the apartment was approved." And I wanted to turn to the woman, Deb, and go, "Excuse me, I did real estate for almost a decade, and I really don't think we're a good risk."
Oh, geez.
You wonder to yourself, "Are you sure?" So I turned to him and I said, he goes, "Go do what you were meant to do and you want to do. Don't do what you have to do for the money." Needless to say, I have a very loving, supportive husband at home.
Obviously, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who are feeling really envious at this moment.
Yeah, I'm very blessed in that sense, and a set of parents who stood by me and family that stood by me and friends. So I looked at them and I said, "Okay." And it was in October of 2012 that I launched Potter Coaching and Consulting, and I said, "You know what, I'm going to go out and share all of the years of experience from corporate, from my businesses, from all of the training and the talents and the understanding that I have for what it takes to build a solid foundation." And my coaching is definitely not what I would call life coaching, although I feel like I've lived a little bit of life too at a young age. I'm very much about bottom line, profits, results, and systems. A lot of my clients and my associates and my networking friends are always going, Deanna's all about systems, but I believe in it.
Yeah, but I understand that you have a down and dirty real life approach to business.
I do. You know, it's funny. My clients, when they work with me, they giggle because whenever they start to get a little squirmish and the excuses start to come out, I have a tendency to go, now, with love and compassion. And they go, oh, gosh, just shut up and give it to me. I can tell them the right hook's about to come. Yeah, you know, I think that especially, you know, I will tell you I have probably, I would say, a 65-35% split on gender with my clients. Maybe 60-40, only because a lot of my networking, I do network a lot with women. So, you know, I'm almost at a 50-50 with men and women clients. But I am not a lot of the kumbaya, let's hold hands and talk about our feelings kind of person. I can't. It's not that I'm not a nice person. But I really believe that at the end of the day, business is serious and it's competitive. And I believe that, you know, you really got to be able to understand what it takes to be successful. It's not for the faint at heart, especially when you are self-employed. And it takes understanding. Yeah. And it takes understanding what's happening, what really works. There are things that I think we do in business because we enjoy it, and that's nice. But is it really, you only have so many hours in your day, in your week, in your month. So it is important to look regularly at what you are doing. And when I sit with my clients, we set what I have coined as a profit plan. You can call it a business plan, but I call it a profit plan. I believe that business plans are very daunting. I believe they're overwhelming for small business owners, and I believe that although they know they need them, unfortunately, they typically don't do them. And if they do, they don't look at them regularly, and they don't review them on a realistic basis. A profit plan and what I've created is centered around five specific areas. It is first and foremost marketing, which I know you love. It is lead generation. It is then systems. It is then internal operations, which I describe as the things behind the scenes that your customers or clients don't see. And then it is fiscals or profits, anything money related. I spend a lot of time talking to people about their expenses, understanding what it costs to run your business. And sometimes that crosses over for small business owners into what are you spending in your household. I believe there should be no commingling of funds. So I talk to them about what it really means. What is running your business like a business look like? And because of my background with running a tax business, I talk to them a lot about what does it take to make sure your records are being monitored well. You should be aware of, and a lot of people say, oh, I'm on QuickBooks. My bookkeeper takes care of that. And I get my reports at the end of the year, and I hand them to my CPA. And that's great, but that doesn't mean that you understand the health of your business. You know, you can't – there's a difference between – being efficient and hiring good vendors or resources to help you leverage your time better. And then there's a difference between that and abdicating and really not understanding what's going on in the business. I think that there's a big difference between that. So I think that's piece of it. Also, when I'm working with my clients, most of my clients are on what I call my powerhouse package, which we meet a couple of times a month. So every 2 weeks or so when we sit down, they leave with very specific action items. And that's a big piece of it. Because what it comes down to, I don't care whether you run a moving company or I've got somebody who owns a shoe business, you know, or they're a realtor, human nature says we need accountability. That's why I have a coach. At the end of the day, we get caught up in just getting stuff done. You know, we need somebody saying, okay, are you advancing?
Yeah, I think that's one of the components that I've experienced with a lot of people who call themselves coaches is I don't feel accountability. So explain what you mean by accountability. What kind of accountability do your clients get from you?
Okay, so Deb, in our last session, let's pull up our notes. Here were the 10 items that we agreed to that you were going to be working on since the last time we met. First one was this, what did you do? Second one was this, how did that go? Literally.
And if I say to you, and I say to you, you know what, Deanna, I just didn't have time to get to that one.
Okay, well, what came up that interrupted it? Did you get four more leads? Okay, I'm okay with that. That's great. Where did those leads come from? Let's mark them down. Okay, so that's five more leads. You got this much? Wonderful. How are you feeling? Are you now overwhelmed? Are your systems in place? Do we need to talk about hiring an assistant? Then guess what? These items that we just put on your list for you to be focusing on, maybe they're not the right priorities and they need to be moved to the bottom. I'm okay with things interrupting the action items for you, Deb, if they are of worthy value, if they are reasonable distractions that are creating a good ROI for you. But if you're going to tell me that, well, I got invited to this new networking group and it sounded like it might be really worth my while, so I went to that afternoon instead. Then I'm going to take us back to our profit plan that we have, and on every profit plan that I create with them, I say, okay, we have a page on lead generation, and we have a specific, every one of my clients has a list of networking groups that they go to. I believe very strongly in business networking groups. We evaluate which ones they're going to, whether or not they are tied to a specific revenue stream that makes sense based on the business they're in. We review them every quarter. Are they still a right fit for you? Are you working the groups? Meaning, are you just showing up because showing up is not enough? Are you really building relationships? Are you receiving business out of the group, or is it really just a social group? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I find that so many times people will say, I really need more leads. And my question is that true? Because sometimes it is true, and that's fine if it is. Or is it a case of, first off, when's the last time you were in contact with past clients? They liked you. They paid you. You did a good job for them. What do you have new as a service or product or a cross product that you can cross sell over to them? Let's go back and see. Let's go over to your marketing or systems segment and say, do you have a customer relations management tool? How often are you in contact with these people? When is the last time you picked up a phone and talked, made a phone call and said, hi, ABC organization or company, how are you? How is your business? How can I help you advance in your goals this quarter based on the services I provide? So, you know, that's one facet of it. And then here's the piece of, do you really need more leads, or do you have systems that are following up with past clients, or are you working the current organizations that you are tied to effectively?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of conversation on that. So when people say, oh, I didn't get to this or I didn't get to that, or I might just say to them, you know, after you've given, we've met every 2 weeks in the last 3 sessions in 6 weeks, you still haven't done it, then I'll turn and go, okay, this is what you mentioned, down and dirty. So tell me, there's a reason why it's now been a month and a half and you haven't done this. What's good? And I'll say to them, do you really care about this? Do you really want to do this? Because if you don't, it's okay. It's okay. Don't do it just because you think everybody else is doing it. Maybe that's not you. But we got to find something that is you, that gets you excited and works to build your business or fix this area or enhance whatever segment of the business is tied to. I'm not going to keep putting this as an action item, nor should you put it as an objective in your plan if you know you're not going to do it. I'm sure you see this too, Deb, with what you do.
Yeah.
Some people get
yep.
so attached to, I have to do Instagram. I have to do whatever.
Yes.
If it's not you, then let it go or stop trying to do everything just because that's the way you're supposed to do it. It's not.
Yeah, I've had to talk to women about Twitter. It's like, well, they said
gotcha.
I should be on Twitter. And I said, why? Well, I don't know. I just need to be on Twitter. How often are you going to tweet? I don't know. I thought I'd tweet maybe once a day. I said, don't worry about Twitter. You know, because Twitter's like the wild, wild west.
Yeah, and I am definitely not you, but I know just enough to be dangerous, and I've been to enough classes to be able to say, how about this question? Who is your ideal client? Is your ideal client even on Twitter? And I go, and then they, you know, it's like I sit down and I talk to them. I always ask the question about marketing. Okay, let's talk social media. Are you on there? How much are you using? Of course, they always say they have a Facebook. You know, that's always the standard answer. And I go, okay, let's talk about who's your ideal client. And they go, well, you know, in the past, here's who's bought from me. Okay, that's a good indication. But have you thought about this or that or this? And they go, wow, I would love to do that. Why haven't you done it before? Well, I'm a little overwhelmed just trying to keep up with this. Then I ask them, if you're overwhelmed with keeping up, then this isn't about marketing and leads. This is about systems.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the systems you're lacking. So we can kind of filter it through, depending upon. But I will tell you, I have yet to find any area when I sit with a new client that they are in need of either improvement, enhancement, help, whatever, that doesn't fit into the 5 areas of the profit plan. It always fits into one of those 5 areas. Every time.
Now, You do offer educational workshops, right, for the small business community?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. I love to give people an opportunity to get a little taste of Deanna, since I'm a little much at times, and I talk fast, and I'm a little rapid. So they got to kind of sit and take me in a little bit. I do. Mm-hmm. I have a workshop coming up, actually, August 12th here in San Diego in the UTC area. And it is on the power of negotiation and influence in the world of sales. I'm a big proponent on sales. I think it's like a little intimidating for some people. And it's interesting. And yet it is probably, when I take kind of a consensus in groups, when I talk to people, it is absolutely always falls between number one and number three on everyone's list is the one thing they all think that they need some improvement in. Everybody says, my sales skills, every time.
I believe that. Yeah. So when we're in our sales skills, what's the biggest mistake you think small business owners make in the sales process?
They're timid. They're afraid to ask for it.
The money?
I think that's, asking, they don't take that temperature check. They're really good about saying, this is what I do. Maybe they're excited. They believe in them, in their service or product. But when they're done explaining it, they don't know what to say. Even if they could get to the point of, they think it's got to be, would you like to buy? that's old-fashioned, close hard. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't. It can be as simple as, so how do you feel about this now? What are your thoughts on what I told you? Where would you like to go from here? It can be as simple as that, a couple of easy, soft one-liners. So that's the person, the ball is just tossed into their side of the court. That's it.
Yeah, why do you think that so many business owners are apprehensive about sales?
Easy. It is that old adage of the slimy used car salesman. I call it the thank you drive-through. It's the fast food analogy. People like people to buy, but they don't like to sell. They want to be McDonald's. They want people to just walk up and go, hi, I'd like a number 2 supersize with a Coke. And they want to go, thank you, drive-through. They just want it to be so easy, And unfortunately, I think what it comes down to is that the more people, and we've all heard this, I'm not saying anything that's rocket science, and I know that. People need to change their mentality that they aren't selling, they're offering a service, and you are in need of my service. And if I don't help you, you will either continue to flounder like a fish out of water in your life without this, meaning that you need it and I can help you, or you will get swindled by somebody who's not me, somebody who maybe doesn't know what I do as well, or somebody who isn't going to be as ethical, or somebody who's going to overcharge you. Whatever it is that you believe is your unique value, what sets you apart and why you're good at what you do, you have to really stand behind that and say, if I don't share this and I don't ask them to come along and hop in the boat and sail down the stream with me, somebody else is going to put them on the Titanic.
Yes. When I got into business after coming out of McGraw-Hill, I saw a lot of women who were starting a business and wanted to have a website built, and they found a webmaster, and the guy says, oh, don't worry, I'll get your URL for you and your hosting. I'll just invoice you and you'll reimburse me. And they were literally being held hostage by the web developer, because whoever owns the domain name owns the website and controls it. You can always replace the build of the website, but if you don't buy that domain name yourself. So tell me, how can the listeners find out more information about your August 12th workshop?
Yes, wonderful. So first off, you can go to my website. It's very, very easy. It's deannacotter.com, and that's D-E-A-N-N-A. Potter, like Harry Potter. No relation, but I'll do magic with your business, everyone. So deannacotter.com. And under events, you will not only see all the upcoming places that I'm going to be speaking between now and the workshop, which are wonderful, wonderful networking groups to come and see, and every place that I speak locally, I always speak on a new topic. even if it's the same place. Like I can go to Wink 5 times in a month, but I'll always speak on different topics. And mm-hmm. the information on the workshop is there. And I will tell you, I love this topic on negotiation and influence because people underestimate especially the power of influence. If you look up exactly what influence is, it's about changing a person's attitude, views, behaviors, decisions, or their beliefs to get them to do something to support you. And I don't know about you, but if I was going to be a superhero, that would be my title, the influencer. Because to be able to have that skill to be artful in changing a person's attitudes or beliefs or their ability to do something to support me, that would mm-hmm. be really powerful. So I would love to have everybody come out. And the wonderful part is right now it's on an early bird special. It's only $29, and you get 2 hours of all of this wonderfulness for $29.
Wow.
And that's through July 15th, and then it starts to go up incrementally until you're at the door that day. So I'd love to have everybody kind of come and check it out.
Yep, over at your website, deannapotter.com.
That's it, yeah.
And I'm sure if they want to contact you, you have a contact page over there.
I do, and my email is deanna@deannapotter.com. So I'm very easy to find.
So, Deanna, let me ask you the last question.
Mm-hmm.
What should I have asked you that I did not ask you?
Wow. My why. After I almost died and lived, I have a huge benefit a lot of people don't. I'm very clear on my why. And I know that I am put on this earth now with no doubt to impact and improve the lives of others so that we can all live a fully inspired and purposeful life. And as long as I'm doing that, I'm doing great, Deb. I'm doing great.
That's great. It's been really so much fun to have you on the show. I still have a couple more minutes that we can talk, though.
Okay.
I thought you'd give me maybe a little longer answer. So, another thing I should have asked you?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about my coaching packages. That would be great. So the most popular package is my Powerhouse package, and it is includes 2 sessions a month. Those can be done in person, FaceTime, by phone, whatever works for people. Those 2 sessions come out to 1 hour. They're very, very intense. It also includes a group Facebook page, a private page, where all of my coaching clients are brought together. It's very communal. They're all like-minded mm-hmm. people, so they spend a lot of time interacting. I also do private group calls on the third Monday of every month, and they're on different topics. This month we're talking about building your budget to build a fortune. So I give a lot of details around how to set up your accounts, how to make sure you're forecasting your income and budgeting your expenses. Those rotate every month on topic. I also do something called Potter Power Kits. Those are 2 mini video marketing pieces that go out to my clients where they're kind of like getting me coming into their living room a couple of times a month in addition to their personal sessions, reminding them about different things, giving them different tips and tricks on what they should be focusing on depending on what's going on in the current environment. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of different things that come with the package, and that's $4.49 a month. So it's a lot of accountability, a lot of support, and a lot of systems and encouragement to really make sure your business is advancing. And I'd love to talk to anybody about, you know, my coaching packages and how I can help them kind of move things to the next level. In the fall, I will start offering half-day personal, very locked in a room with me intense sessions where you can actually sit with me and I will help you build your new year 2016 profit plan so you actually for the first time in your life have a very detailed plan for 2016. And I'll start promoting those probably around October. And those are $795, about a little under $800. And you'll sit for a whole half day with me at my office and we'll get you set for the new year. So that's also something else I do.
Well, Deanna, thank you so much for all the information and for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Deb. I appreciate it. And a happy weekend to all your listeners.
Thank you. And
that
is the show for this week. Join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific time. If you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk about the show, you can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or send me an email, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at northsandiegobusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week.
North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Deborah Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.